This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the General Health, Nutrition, and Weight Management channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Melanie White, Director at Downsize Me. Melanie is a certified food and wellness coach who are stuck in unhealthy habits and want to create a healthier lifestyle. Melanie, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. I'm really looking forward to talking with you today.
I am too as well. We can't get enough information on being more healthy. So first of all, for starters, what are the three main things that help people commit to developing healthier habits?
Well, Eric, in the science of positive psychology, they say that there are three things that really help people commit to making lasting change and to be successful with that in the long term. And those things are having really strong motivators, strategies to overcome challenges, and a really great support network.
And what typically holds people back from developing healthier habits?
Well, there's actually a range of things, and I'm sure that most of the listeners will identify with at least one of these. Often it's having simply years of poor habits, and it's really hard to change if you've been doing something over and over again for 10 or 20 years. There's also a lack of knowledge, knowing what to do. There's also feeling overwhelmed. A lot of people really don't know where to start or what exactly to do or what information is right. And another really important one is not being quite ready to make change just yet.
And certainly can relate to all of those reasons. Why do people lapse back into old habits, and how can they get going again in forming those good habits?
Well, it's an interesting question, actually. We are all creatures of habit. And, you know, when life throws you a curveball, you have a really stressful event in life, the natural instinct is to go back to what you know, the things that are safe, familiar, and comfortable. Even if those habits are unhealthy, we tend to go back there. So if that happens to you and you lapse back into old habits, probably the easiest thing to help you get going again is to think about what motivates you, the reasons why you want that change, and also to visualize the wonderful outcomes that change could create for you. Those two things can be really helpful.
Today we are with Melanie White, Director at Downsize Me. Melanie is a certified food and wellness coach who helps people that are stuck in unhealthy habits and want to create a healthier lifestyle here on eHealth Radio's General Health, Nutrition, and Weight Management channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. We hear so much about what we should and shouldn't eat. There is so much information out there, as you've mentioned. What's the real truth here?
Yeah, that's an interesting one, Eric. You know, there are a lot of contradictory theories out there and research that's questionable. It's really hard to know what the truth is. But, you know, despite those contradictions, most of the experts seem to agree that a healthy diet has roughly three traits, which is plenty of vegetables, getting an adequate amount of lean proteins, and moderate amounts of healthy fats. So the healthy fats include things like avocados, nuts, seeds and olives. The proteins could be legumes or lean meats or fish, and of course vegetables of all colours and flavours. And I could add that some people seem to do better with a higher amount of protein and fat, but other people tend to do better with a higher amount of carbohydrates. So really, in terms of what you should or shouldn't eat, it's great to listen to your body's own natural signals about what feels right for you. And a really great tip I could share is that if you eat a meal that's right for your body, an hour or two after you've eaten that meal, you'll be feeling energized, clear-headed, free of cravings, and with hunger satisfied. So if that happens for you an hour or two after you've eaten, you know that what you ate was probably pretty good for you.
What are three ways people can start making healthier food choices right now?
Well, there are probably a few, and my favourite ones are firstly to eat mindfully, and that means sitting and eating without any distractions. You're simply paying attention to the smell, the taste, colour, and the texture of the food. And if you eat mindfully, you'll probably eat less and make better choices because you'll be focused on the food and how you feel. The second one I'd say is to choose locally grown foods that are in season. And there's two reasons for that. locally grown in-season foods tend to have a higher nutritional value because you're eating them soon after they've been picked, and often cheaper because they're in an abundant supply. So locally grown foods are a great way to get started with healthy eating. And I think the last one is to share cooking and food preparation with the whole family. It gets everybody on board, and it makes healthier eating a lot more fun if you're all working together.
Really great information here today. Lastly, what's your number one tip for eating healthier?
My number one tip is probably fairly simple. It's just think before you eat. I think a lot of us don't often stop to really think about what we're choosing or why. So before you eat something, you could ask yourself, am I really hungry? Do I need this? How will I feel after I eat this? This little mindful eating trick can help you just become more conscious about your decisions and hopefully to make a better decision about what you eat.
Melanie, certainly have appreciated your time here today with us. Where can our listeners get more information about Downsize Me, and how can we be in touch as well?
Probably the best place is our website. It's www.downsizeme.net.au.
And I would say that's easy enough. Melanie, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here briefly on eHealth Radio.
My pleasure, Eric, and thanks for talking today.
You're more than welcome, and you're more than welcome to come back anytime. We've been speaking with Melanie White, director at Downsize Me, who is a certified food and wellness coach who helps people that are stuck in unhealthy habits and want to create a healthier lifestyle. And once again, the website of reference is downsizeme.net.au. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the General Health, Nutrition, and Weight Management channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.